The woman rose. She opened a door through which I dimly saw a passage. Soon I heard her stir a fire in an inner room. She presently came back.
"Childer," said she, "it fair troubles me to go into yon room now. It looks so lonesome with the chair empty and set back in the corner."
She wiped her eyes with her apron. The two girls, grave before, looked sad now.
"But he's in a better place," continued Hannah. "We shouldn't wish him here again. And then nobody need have a quieter death nor he had."
"You say he never mentioned us?" inquired one of the ladies.
"He hadn't time, Ben. He was gone in a minute, was your father. He'd been a bit ailing like the day before, but naught to signify, and when Mr. St. John asked if he would like either of you to be sent for, he fair laughed at him. He began again with a bit of a heaviness in his head the next day, that is a fortnight since, and he went to sleep and never wakened. He were almost stark when your brother went into the chamber and found him. Childer, that's last of old stock, for ye and Mr. St. John is like a different sort to them that's gone, for all your mother were mitch o' your way, and almost as book learned. She were the picture o' ye, Mary. Diana's more like your father."